From ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. One of the top issues for voters in this election year turning out to be abortion as states set their own laws in the wake of the Supreme Court Dobbs decision that overturned Roe v. Wade. Now, for the first time since that decision, the Supreme Court hearing another abortion case out of Idaho and whether a federal law protecting emergency care should take precedence over the state's strict abortion law.
Biden administration lawyer Elizabeth Prelogar pointed to devastating consequences.
What Idaho is doing is waiting for women to wait and deteriorate.
She says federal law requires that abortion be offered to stabilize patients. But Joshua Turner, the lawyer for the state, said Idaho should have the right to set its own limits. And he argued the law does permit emergency abortions.
You do not have to wait for the mother to be facing death.
It's not clear how the court will rule. A decision is expected by the end of June. Stephen Portnoy, ABC News, Washington.
Arizona state lawmakers reconvened today and still debating a recent state Supreme Court ruling upholding an 1864 law banning nearly all abortions. ABC's Jacqueline Lee is in Phoenix.
House Democrats will be trying for a third time to force a vote in order to repeal the Civil War era abortion ban. They only need two Republicans to join them to override House Speaker Ben Thoma. Ben Thoma, he is a Republican. He has made it very clear that he will be doing everything in his power to keep this ban in place.
President Biden signing off on critical aid for Israel, Ukraine, and Taiwan. The Senate and House passed the $95 billion funding package after months of delays.
It's going to make America safer. It's going to make the world safer. And it continues America's leadership in the world, and everyone knows it.
Nearly $61 billion is earmarked for weapons and defense systems for Ukraine. Also in the aid package, TikTok's China-owned parent company has up to a year to sell the app or face a ban due to national security concerns. TikTok's CEO now vowing to fight it in the courts. You're listening to ABC News. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg announcing new rules on how airlines must respond to passenger complaints.
If an airline cancels or significantly delays your flight, within 7 days, they will be required to provide an automatic refund to the credit card that you use to book it without you having to call or wait on hold or sort through digital paperwork or haggle with that airline.
If your luggage doesn't make it within 12 hours of the scheduled arrival time, you will get a refund of the checked bag fee. Charges are dropped and then refiled against migrants accused of rioting at the U.S.-Mexico border.
Video from April 12 shows hundreds of migrants breaching a chain-link fence topped by razor wire and rushing at Texas National Guard troops. On Monday, El Paso County Court of Law Judge Ruben Morales found no probable cause for riot charges and dismissed the cases against 141 people. A day later, District Attorney Bill Hicks presented the same evidence to a grand jury and
the grand jurors believe that there was, in fact, probable cause.
And Hicks plans to move forward with the riot charges. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Amazon is launched a grocery delivery subscription service in more than 3,500 cities. Subscribers get free delivery on orders over $35 from Amazon Fresh, Whole Foods, and other select retailers. It costs $9.99 a month for Prime members. A 30-day trial is available to eligible customers. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Hey, I'm Andy Mitchell, a New York Times bestselling author.
And I'm Sabrina Kohlberg, a morning television producer. We're moms of toddlers and best friends of 20 years.
And we both love to talk about being parents, yes, but also pop culture.
So we're combining our two interests by talking to celebrities, writers, and fellow scholars of TV and movies.
Cinema, really.
About what we all can learn from the fictional moms we love to watch.
From ABC Audio and Good Morning America, Pop Culture Moms is out now wherever you listen to podcasts.